This is Mary Fuller McChesney interviewing Maxine Albro, spelled M-A-X-I-N-E-A-L-B-R-O, who is now married to Parker Hall, H-A-L-L-L, in Carmel, California. The date is July 27th, 1964. Present also this afternoon are her husband, Parker Hall, and Robert McChesney. First, I'd like to ask you a few questions about where you had your art school training. According to this little brochure that you have from the from your last exhibition, which was in January this year, did you say?
Well, first I began at the California School of Fine Arts. And then I went for one winter to the Art Students League in New York. And then the next year, I went to the École de la Grande Chaumière in Paris. And then, after coming home, I decided I wanted to go to Mexico and study with Diego Rivera. I did get down to Mexico, and I did study fresco painting with Diego's assistant, but I never studied with Diego himself. Mm-hmm. I watched him as he worked and got acquainted with him, and we talked a little bit in Spanish, a little bit in English, and I enjoyed him, but I never studied with him. However, watching him was very beneficial to me.
What was the name of the man you studied with, his assistant? What was the name of the man you studied with, his assistant?
Paul Higgins was his assistant. He was an American young man, and helped Diego in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Was he actually doing murals?
He was helping paint and preparing the paints and so on for Diego. And then later I went to his studio, and he helped me to learn how to do fresco. I learned a great deal in watching Diego and some of the other artists too, Orozco as well, and some of the other artists. And Paul, I went to Paul's studio, and we actually made some frescoes so that I could see all the different stages.
Oh.
So then coming back to this country, I knew the technique of fresco painting and had several quite large commissions in fresco.
Were these before you did the Coit Tower mural?
These were before, yes. And then Coit Tower, and I can't remember just what I did after that. I did several mosaics after that. Well, the one that came after that was the design on the San Francisco State College. Mm-hmm. That was over the entrance of the State College. And that was a WPA project. I was supposed to do the designing, and never having done any mosaic before, and in fact, none of us had, they had to find an Italian mosaic setter who came and taught us how to do it. And all of this mosaic, there was no glass used in it, it was all marble from Italy. And these pieces of marble would come, and the Italian would show us how to break them up with our hammers on blocks of iron. It was very interesting. I think there were about 8 people working. I drew the design first, and then we set to work in learning how to make the different things that were in the design, such as the people and the animals and the flowers. We had to learn how to cut them.
Mm-hmm. Who were the other people working with you? Do you remember the names of the other people who were working with you on that project?
George Getke was one. Mr. Neiniger was another. And do you remember?
How long did it take you to complete the
Well, we worked just about a whole winter on that.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Was it done in place?
It was a large, quite a large design. Mm-hmm. It went over a corner entrance into the college, and although I couldn't tell you exactly the dimensions, I wish I knew exactly. I suppose we could figure that out. But it was quite large. The entrance went across the corner, so the design was more or less of a lunette shape. You remember the picture over here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was at least 50 feet, probably further.
Say that easily, wouldn't you, Parker? No. Well, I'm not sure.
30.
It was quite large.
And it was done all in.